Listening Library presents Bloom by Kenneth Opel. Read for you by Sophie Amos. For Sophia, whose dream started it all. Air tumbled into the helicopter as the soldiers shoved the door open. Anaya looked down at the island's rocky slope. She spotted a scrawny goat standing on a boulder, and then they were over forest, the helicopter's shadow flashing across treetops. Impatiently, she searched for a break in the tree line. A marshland, a lake. That's where they'd find Dad. Her insides gave a twist when she remembered how he had looked on the video call. His wild, dirt-streaked face. The things he had said. "Can't get off. They're everywhere." Above the pounding of the helicopter's rotors, the soldier shouted, "I'm not seeing any lake!" Neither was Anaya. Her eyes skittered anxiously across the forest. "Thought you said you knew where this place was!" The soldier sounded testy. "I do. It's sort of bean-shaped. I've seen pictures."
"You said you'd been there."
"It was a while ago."
"Years ago, actually, when she was just 5.
"It's on the northeast end of the island," she said.
"Should have seen it by now," the soldier told her. "This place isn't that big."
"It can't have just disappeared,"
Anaya said firmly.
"One more circle,"
the soldier told the pilots over his headset. Anaya shook her head in frustration.
"It should be right here."